Okay, great. It's really my great pleasure to be here and present this work. okay, first, a few words about the motivation. It is now very clear that the future hard drive growth will be mainly driven by the kind of large-scale data centers. And however, meanwhile, the hard drive is rapidly losing the personal computing market to the solid-state drive. So as a result, the overall hard drive market will first drop before eventually being driven up by data centers. So clearly, as a hard drive industry, they are very desperate to kind of narrow the ditch and get over it as soon as possible. So one natural option here is that to really minimize the hard drive bit cost for, particularly for data center, as much as possible. So this naturally leads to a growing interest on a concept we call the data center hard drive. The basic idea is very simple. We just, maybe it's time to rethink how we design and architect the hard drive system by explicitly exploiting the data center characteristics. And in this work, we're also based on the one fact, that is by significantly relaxing the per drive reliability spec, we can noticeably reduce the hard drive manufacturing cost. From the user perspective, the reliability spec mainly including two things. One is the read-retry rate. That is about less than 10 to power minus 5 to 10 to power minus 6 in current practice. And also another aspect, and another reliability spec is a hard sector failure rate that is extremely low, like at least below 10 to power minus 12 in current practice. And in terms of characteristics of data centers, clearly at least it includes two aspects. One is the pervasive use of this kind of system level technique like replication and the distributed eraser coding, and also dominantly coarse-grained data access on the hard drive. So then in this work, we're interested in to answer the question that is how the data center can embrace the hard drive with much relaxed read-retry rate, much higher than current practice. And clearly, a higher retry rate will result in a longer per drive read tail latency. Actually, this is not a big deal for like a personal computing, but it could cause serious problem for a large-scale system. And naturally, the only option to mitigate this effect is to compensate this tail latency from the system-level perspective. In current practice, that is inside the hard drive, once we have a sector read failure, then immediately the drive itself will trigger a slow internal read retry. And so very naively, if we can embed certain amount of redundancy at the system level, then whenever a read failure occurs, instead of immediately triggering the slow read retry, we can first recover the failed sector at the system level using the existing redundancy. And only when it fails, then we just go to the read retry, internal hard drive read retry. So actually, this is extremely straightforward concept. It's very, very simple, very naive thought. And one may argue that is the existing RAID already conveniently provide this feature. However, the RAID is being replaced by the distributed eraser coding in our interested data centers. And if we use the distributed eraser coding for this purpose, to compensate the RAID retry, we might see too high the network traffic. So then the above, this discussion really very naturally lead to a very, very simple idea underlying this work. We call that is a hybrid eraser coding. The starting point is the distributed eraser coding is being used today in data center. And what we did is really we just, for data being stored at each individual server, we just simply add another layer of eraser coding. We call the local eraser coding. The only purpose of that local eraser coding is to mitigate the sector read failures inside each hard disk drive at very low coding redundancy. It's below, much below 3%. And again, it's a very simple concept, very simple idea. So the purpose of this work is to evaluate, to demonstrate its practical feasibility. So along the storage hierarchy, we may argue that we might possibly implement this simple concept at three different layers, like application layer, OS layer, or inside the hard drive. And clearly, by integrating this local eraser coding at the application layer, the effort cannot be justified. We really cannot do that on that layer. On the other hand, if we want to do that, hide all the details inside the hard drive, even though that sounds very neat and will not interfere anything with the software stack, but that is subject to some drawbacks. For example, it cannot utilize the cache host the cache memory to mitigate the coding latency. So that is not also not a good option. And in comparison, we believe that the OS layer is the right place, at least to start. And this work focuses on what we call the file system level transparent local eraser coding. Again, this the design framework is very simple. We just apply the eraser coding to user data on per file basis and apply simple replication for metadata on per sector basis. For example, like assume we are using Reed-Solomon code as a eraser code for local eraser coding. Each individual code word spans multiple sectors, for example, like 200 or even 1,000 sectors. And all the Reed-Solomon code words cover the user data belonging to the same file. And that same file is stored in the same server. So that's it. So that is a very simple concept. And in spite of this very extremely naive, extremely straightforward idea, how to practically implement it is subject to some non-trivial issues. And this work aimed to address some of them. So the first thing we started is that to look at how we can estimate the tail latency when we use the local eraser coding. The key is to how to estimate the probability mass function by incorporating the read retry delay and the latency induced by the local eraser coding. So in this work, we developed a set of mathematical formulations to estimate the impact. And for details, please refer to the papers. The second issue is about unaligned hard drive write. Here, assume that we're using 255 local eraser code. And as shown here, that is we protect one group of 250 sectors using five redundant sectors form a complete local eraser coding group. So within one file, we should expect to have this kind of data layout as shown here. It's very simple. However, in practice, the host might not always write the complete 250 sectors to the drive at the same time. For example, now if we only want to write this 150 sectors instead of the whole 250 sectors, so how we can deal with that? To support this, so actually this is what we call unaligned drive write. So in order to support this unaligned drive write with a small overhead, we develop some technique called code word shortening and merging. The key here is to leverage the fact that all the eraser codes, they are linear block code. So we can leverage some properties of linear block code. And the actually, the implementation is very straightforward. So for this existing 150 sectors we already write into the hard disk drive, we just pad another 100 zero sectors to form a complete 250 sector group and do the encoding and generate this five redundant sectors and write into the drive to protect this 150 sectors from the read retry. And then meanwhile, we just keep these five redundant sectors in the memory. And later on, if we want to write the remaining 100 sectors in this one group of 256 sectors into the hard drive, then we do the same thing. We just pad another 150 sectors, zero sectors, in front of this 100 sectors, and then do the same encoding, generate a new set of five redundant sectors, and then we just write this remaining 100 sectors, overwriting the existing five redundant sectors, and using the XOR operation to generate the new five redundant sectors to protect the whole group of 250 user data. So that is how we can deal with unaligned drive write. And for small data update, of course, we can use the exactly same simple idea. So for example, for this complete 250 sectors, if I want to update 10 sectors, and to minimize the overhead, we can just read the old version of five redundant sectors and 10 sectors I want to update. And we do the same zero padding and encoding for both newer version of 10 sectors and old version 10 sectors. And then we just use a simple XOR operation to generate the updated redundancy, five redundant sectors, and overwrite the old 10 sectors. That's it to implement this small data update. Okay, so that is about all the ideas. So everything is very straightforward. So for further evaluation, we construct a set of a local eraser code with a code word length of 255 and 1023. And we considered four different sector read failure probability. That is from 10 to power minus 4 up to 5 times 10 to power minus 3. So that is at least 2 to 3 order of magnitude higher than what WD and the Seagate they are doing right now for their commercial hard drive. And our target, when we construct the local eraser code, when we construct the Reed-Solomon code, we set the target decoding failure rate as a 10 to power minus 8. So that probability means that is a 10 to power minus 8 probability that we need to physically trigger the read retry in the hard disk drive. So this table shows the constructed Reed-Solomon code parameters. Clearly, so this is a K for different code lengths, and K and M. K is the user data, M is the redundancy. Clearly, that as we relax further and further relax the raw reliability of the hard disk drive, we need to pay more redundancy for the local eraser code. But still, that the coding redundancy is still very low because we are protecting a huge chunk of data. So then we first implement a software kind of library to implement this Reed-Solomon encoding and decoding. And this figure shows what we measure from a single thread CPU just what is the encoding throughput, what is the decoding throughput. With a moderate redundancy, around 5 and 6, we can see that the encoding throughput can be way beyond 1 gigabyte per second. And the decoding throughput is also a couple hundred gigabytes per second. And also, the decoding, usually, when we decode, when we need to reconstruct 5 and 6, that is extremely low probability event. So most of the time, we only need to decode for one sector failure or two sector failure, so that the decoding throughput is also pretty high. And meanwhile, like motivated by the emerging kind of CPU with a built-in FPGA, like being lately announced by Intel. So it is very straightforward to think about whether we can offload the local eraser coding operation from CPU to the FPGA. So then we go ahead to implement this coding engine in the hardware. So then the design was done at RTL level with a target throughput as a 4 gigabyte per second. So this table shows the synthesis results. So it clearly shows it can very easily fit into the modern FPGA device, no problem. And so this figure shows what we use our derived mathematical formulations to estimate the tail latency, like a 99 percentile. And also we assume the per sector retry latency. It could be either 20 milliseconds or 40 milliseconds. And those four figures correspond to four different sector failure rates, from 10 to power minus 4 up to 5 times 10 to power minus 3. So from the result, we can clearly see that compared with the baseline case, the use of local eraser coding can very noticeably push down the tail latency. And clearly that because we implement this local eraser coding in the file system, so that will add extra latency in normal I/O operation. So that will further kind of reduce, degrade the average system speed performance. To evaluate that impact, we integrate this local eraser coding library into the Linux kernel. And then we use HiBench, those workloads, to run simulations to see how much we will see the performance degradation. This figure shows here that the figure on the top corresponds to we implement the local eraser coding in software. On the bottom shows if we implement on the hardware. And the different groups correspond to different code word lengths and the different sector failure rate. And we can see that even when the sector failure rate as high as 5 times minus 3, the average speed degradation could be less or much less than 10%. Okay, so in conclusion, that is, this work shows a pretty good potential and the practical feasibility of using extremely simple idea of local eraser code to reduce the hard drive cost for data center. And we believe that this concept of data center hard drive really opens a very exciting kind of interdisciplinary research domain, and many very intriguing research issues remain to be addressed. So that's end my talk. Thank you very much.
Hi, Bill Woloski from Microsoft Research. I'm concerned that you might have an atomicity up there, a persistence up problem with your small update. So if you think about the small update case where you'd written the first 150 sectors and then you go back and write the next 100, if you were to take a crash while you were writing that next 100, so you obviously know the question. So
that's a very good question.
I would love to hear the answer.
Yeah, that's a very good question. So actually, in this work, we are only interested that to protect for the read retry. So basically, if in case of crash, that means the data are not protected from the read retry. We still assume the data can be fully recovered by read retry. So
okay, sure, so you do it and you just get a failure on the read.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Enough.
Yeah.
Ted Cho, Google. Your argument for why it doesn't make sense to do this in the hard drive was the additional memory cost, I think you said, that you might have at the host OS. But then you say, well, we could actually have hardware acceleration in the host CPU. I believe the hard drive vendors are already doing ECC at the disk drive level, and I don't know what they're doing, but I'm guessing they're smart enough to have also figured out that You know, hardware acceleration is a thing. So I guess I'm still a little bit unclear on why you believe essentially uplifting the ECC from the hard drive to the host OS actually makes sense.
Yeah,
could you say a bit more about that?
Yeah, very good question. Actually, we are not lifting the ECC from the hard drive. The hard drive still does the ECC internally. Every 4K byte, they are using like LDPC code, very strong LDPC code to protect every 4K byte individually. What we are doing is that we protect a large number of 4K byte sectors altogether from the system level using local eraser code. So that is a completely two different layers of protection. But today, like when the hard drive use LDPC code, like internal inside the hard drive, they use a per sector ECC to ensure, let's say, 10 to power minus 6 retry rate. So that is the current what they are doing. So what we are arguing is that in order to achieve, even using a very strong LDPC code, because I have been working with WD Seagate on LDPC code, so I know exactly what they are doing. So then in order to using the very strong LDPC code inside the drive, in order to achieve 10 to power minus 6 read retry rate, we still pay a lot of like cost. So by keeping the same ECC, relaxing the read retry rate from 10 to power minus 6 to 10 to power minus 3, then we can expect the hard drive vendor can take advantage of this 3-order of magnitude difference to reduce their hard drive cost without changing anything on the ECC side. But what we're doing is that we need to figure out a way to tolerate this much higher sector rate, retry rate. So then we up on the system level, we use the local eraser code to mitigate this from 10 to power minus 6 to 10 to power minus 3 read failure rate without triggering much more internal reader.
Why don't we take this offline?
Yeah, so. Okay.
Okay, Marian Kędzierski, Nine Lives Data. That was a great talk, thank you.
Okay.
I have a question. Do you know any estimates how much gain can we achieve in lowering HDD cost by relaxing this reliability?
Yes. That's a very good question. I don't know. I have no number to. But certainly, the hard drive manufacturers, they definitely have some way to take advantage of this 3-order of magnitude difference.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So I think you're Garth Gibson, CMU.
Okay.
I think you're positioning this for the performance issue of not doing the retry. We implemented something like this in Panasis for the unrecoverable read error during reconstruction, and IBM has a number of solutions along the lines for that. One of the things that always concerned us on these is that when the failure cause for why you can't reread something is a lot more than one bit or a lot more than one sector, the technique may not work. Did you look at what happens to the success of the technique when you when your failure mode takes out many sectors?
Yeah, when we construct this Ritz-Solomon code, we can make sure we can make sure like to correct more than like 8 or 9 failure sectors in one group. So certainly we use a much longer code word to protect more sector failures.
And does that degrade the cost and effectiveness of it?
Yes,
yeah.
There's always a trade-off. Yeah, you're right.
Last question. I just want to remind people that don't forget to check out the cool ideas in the poster session. That's going to be between 6 and 8 p.m. Last question.
Hi, Danilo Gligorovski, NTNU Norway, and Memoskill. I'm wondering, how do you compare your local erasure codes with the local erasure codes introduced in Microsoft Azure system? They were introduced like 5 years ago on a UserX conference also.
Yeah, so for Google's Microsoft is, so that is still belong to the distributed eraser coding. So that has for distributed eraser coding, not for this purpose. So actually,
but the codes, because they are also composing Xring and Reed Solomon, very similar as your approach.
Yes, yeah. Actually, we are not inventing any new codes. We just use the existing Reed Solomon code, but just a much longer code word.
Thank you. Yeah.